the bride of Christ is not mentioned in the scriptures. It's a fictitious name. It's a made-up name. There is bride mentioned. Christ, of course, is mentioned, but they're not. It's not the bride of Christ. And Michael McVeigh said it right, I think. I mean, he went to the verses that... Let's look at these verses. Revelation 21, 2, 9, and 10. And I, John, saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride, adorned for her husband. So the bride is a holy city, new Jerusalem, that specific city. Coming down to verse 9, carries on about, it continues about the bride. And there came unto me one of the seven angels which had the seven vials full of the seven last plagues. And that was earlier in Revelation that they covered those angels that had the seven vials. And talked with me, saying, come hither, I will show thee the bride, the Lamb's wife. That's the closest it gets. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God to Israel. To us, he's the head of the body. Paul never mentions Christ as a lamb. There is mention of a sweet-smelling sacrifice, I think is the wording that Paul gives it. But that's our prayers. Going on to the third, the last of the references to the bride, and he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city. Remember, the bride was the city, the New Jerusalem, the Holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God. Exodus 19:5 and 6, I think it's in 6, I will make thee a kingdom of priests. Well, that kingdom was promised. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. They were to pray. Israel was to pray, not us. We're going to heaven. We're not praying for the kingdom of heaven to come down to earth. But here it says, the Holy Jerusalem descending out of heaven from God. That's way in the future, after the thousand-year reign of Christ on earth. So, all right, that's my understanding of it. I hope that helps some.